Forces. Text by Nicholas Brash. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Chapter 1. Forces. When a weightlifter lifts weights, or a cricketer strikes a ball with a bat, they are applying a force. A force can either be a pull or a push. Forces make things move. The weights move because the weightlifter pulls them up. The ball moves because the cricketer pushes it with the bat. Forces also make things go faster, slow down, stop, or change direction. Some forces, such as gravity, can act over long distances. For example, when a skydiver dives from an aeroplane, he or she is pulled down towards the earth. There are many types of forces. They include magnetic forces, gravitational force, electrostatic force, and frictional force. Chapter 2. Magnetic forces. Magnets have magnetic forces. A magnet can draw other objects towards it. This is called the force of attraction. A magnet can also push other objects away from it. This is called the force of repulsion. Magnets work in this way because all magnets have two poles. One pole is called the North Pole, while the other pole is called the South Pole. When two magnets are put together, unlike poles attract each other, and like poles repel each other. So the North Pole of one magnet will attract the South Pole of another magnet, but two North Poles or two South Poles will repel each other when put together. Chapter 3. Electrostatic force. Electrostatic force was discovered more than 2,500 years ago by an ancient Greek called Thales of Miletus. He found that when he rubbed a piece of amber on a piece of sheepskin, bits of dried grass held close to the amber would jump up and stick to the amber. The same thing happened if he held the amber close to feathers. Many centuries later, in 1600, Dr. William Gilbert, an Englishman, found that when he rubbed glass, wax, and rubber, things would stick to them too. What Thales of Miletus and Dr. Gilbert had found was electrostatic force, or static electricity. What is static electricity? Static electricity is a form of electricity caused by friction. Friction occurs when two objects are rubbed together. So Thales of Miletus caused friction when he rubbed amber with sheepskin. This friction caused the balance of positive and negative charges to change and resulted in an electrical charge occurring. Static electricity does not run in a steady current, but it can leap from one object to another. If people come into contact with static electricity, it can cause their hair to stand on end. Chapter 4. Gravitational force. Because of gravitational force, what goes up must come down. Gravity affects us every second of the day. It even keeps us on the Earth's surface. It keeps cups on tables and makes snow fall to the ground. It keeps water in swimming pools. What is gravity? Gravity is the force that pulls all objects with mass towards each other. Every object has mass, so every object is pulling on every other object. However, this doesn't mean that all objects are pulled together into one large blob. The pull of gravity between objects depends on the mass of the objects. The more mass an object has, the bigger the pull of gravity on it. The Earth has more mass than a person, for example, so it pulls really hard. This is why people stay on the ground instead of floating out into space. Gravity and space. Gravitational force affects objects on the Earth's surface, keeping them on the ground. It affects objects in outer space, too. The Earth's gravitational force pulls objects like space shuttles and satellites into a circular path around itself. Gravity is also responsible for keeping the Moon in orbit around the Earth, and the Earth itself in orbit around the Sun. Chapter 5. Frictional Force. When no one catches a ball that has been thrown, gravity pulls the ball down to Earth. But the ball doesn't keep on rolling forever. This is because, after the ball bounces and rolls, frictional force acts on it to make it slow down and stop. Frictional force, or friction, slows or stops objects or keeps them from moving. Friction helps people to walk, run, and climb. The friction between the ground and the bottom of a pair of walking boots helps people to keep their grip on wet or rough ground. What is friction? Friction occurs when two things rub against each other. It can make things that are moving slow down. So, if a person who is riding a bicycle on flat ground stops pedaling, he or she will start to slow down. Eventually, the bicycle will stop. It is frictional force that is stopping the movement. Different surfaces can exert different amounts of friction. A wet or greasy road exerts less friction on rubber tires than a dry bitumen road. Reducing friction. Sometimes friction needs to be reduced so people and things can move quickly and easily. Swimmers who need to move through the water quickly to win swimming races wear sleek swimsuits and tightly fitting swimming caps to reduce the friction between themselves and the water. Some swimmers shave all the hair from their bodies to reduce friction too. In addition, skiers wax their skis to reduce friction between the bottom of their skis and the snow, so they can go downhill faster.